It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret. Wisconsin voters who already submitted their absentee ballots won't be allowed to change their vote in the August primary election. Less than 2 weeks out from Election Day, a Dane County judge ruled yesterday against three Democratic voters in a suit seeking to overturn guidance from the State Elections Commission over ballot spoiling. Democrats argued voters should be able to request a new ballot if their preferred candidate dropped out of a primary race. That case came after Sarah Rodriguez and Missy Hughes dropped out of the Democratic primary for governor, and David Crowley dropped out, then re-entered the race with the endorsement of Governor Tony Evers. We're checking in on the meaning of this case, as well as a case in a federal court over the Trump administration's efforts to limit voting by mail. Alex Schur is a reporter for Vote Beat Wisconsin. That's a nonprofit, nonpartisan news organization that covers elections and voting. Alex, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
This phrase, ballot spoiling, a hotter topic this time around than I think it usually is come Election Day. What specifically is that describing?
So spoiling a ballot, at least in the context of this case, is the idea of you fill out your ballot, you send it back to the clerk, and then you realize that for some reason you want to vote a new ballot. It might be because your candidate dropped out. It might be because you changed your mind about who you wanted to vote for. That is something that has been in the courts for several years. And, you know, in this case, this issue has been renewed. And a judge essentially said, once you return a ballot, it's done. Your vote is set in stone. On the other hand, you could say you spill coffee on your ballot or you rip something or you accidentally vote for a Republican and a Democrat on a primary ballot. You could still contact a clerk and get a new ballot, but it has to be before you send the ballot back.
Right. I can still spoil my ballot if it's sitting on my kitchen table at home. Once it arrives in the hands of my local clerk, it's out of my hands at that point under this court ruling, which is the status quo before that court ruling, if I understand it correctly, Alex.
Yeah, it was a little unclear because this was in the courts beginning in 2022 when we were in a pretty similar situation. There was a Democratic primary for the U.S. Senate, and a lot of candidates dropped out last minute. At the time, the Wisconsin Elections Commission said the opposite of what it's saying now, which is that a voter could spoil a ballot after returning it. Mm-hmm. That was challenged. A lower court judge said spoiling in such a way was illegal, and it was essentially banned for 4 years. And then that case was thrown out for procedural reasons. And in April, some clerks actually did allow voters to spoil ballots after returning them. Mm-hmm. So I think it was a little different in different municipalities. And clerks wanted some direction from the Elections Commission. They were didn't want to confuse voters, didn't want to have different rules from neighboring municipalities. That led to this guidance in July that said, actually, you cannot spoil a ballot once you return it.
Hmm. And we had these Democratic plaintiffs making the case, ultimately rejected by the court. What was their argument for why, in their view, they should be able to take their already cast ballot, spoil it in a case, say, where their candidate had dropped out?
I think a lot of this is about what does spoiling mean? Does it just mean when coffee spills on your ballot, or does it mean, well, you feel like you made a mistake to such an extent that you feel like your vote is spoiled? They thought they were being disenfranchised because their ballot was not counted. It was only sitting in the clerk's office, and they wanted to make a change. They wanted to vote for somebody else. They thought it was unconstitutional for them not to be allowed to change their vote. And they also felt like they were given different treatment from in-person voters who, you know, on Election Day until the second they turned their ballot in, they could spoil a ballot. So they were saying, you know, these folks have up until Election Day, whereas our ballots, despite not being counted until Election Day, we just cannot change them. So they thought there was disparate treatment depending on how you were voting your ballot. You know, and ultimately the judge was not convinced.
Over 100,000 people have cast ballots already by mail leading up to this. There's this court ruling. Election Day looms really close now, Alex. Is there any thought that we're going to see appeals or more court action again with that clock ticking?
I think an appeal is highly likely. I pretty much look at this case of the continuation of the lawsuit that was in courts from 2022 to earlier this year when it was dismissed. The question of whether anything will happen before this August election. I think I wouldn't be surprised if the plaintiffs try to get a court to act. It might be unlikely, but I would expect this case to continue and likely reach the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
We're talking about courts and election law and voting in Wisconsin in the run-up to the August primary election. Alex Schur is with us, Vote Beat Wisconsin reporter. Separate from this case, over in federal court, actually federal courts, we've got Trump administration efforts to limit voting by mail by using federal oversight of the U.S. Postal Service, saying the post office can make determinations about who should receive a ballot by mail. The White House now asking the U.S. Supreme Court to rule on proposed limits to voting by mail after a couple courts came to different conclusions. If the Supreme Court ruled quickly before Wisconsin's August 11th primary, is a thought that that could create some confusion or problems for clerks here in the state?
Right. And I think, again, a ruling might be unlikely, at least before the August primary. But for a brief history, a real pillar of the Trump administration, a policy they've been trying to implement, is the requirement for voters to prove their U.S. citizenship. Their efforts to do so through Congress has been stalled. This is sort of a workaround to get the USPS to work with other governmental agencies and assemble a list of verified citizens from each state and only allow those people to receive a mail ballot. So essentially, if your citizenship was not proved, you'd be exempt from this list, and the USPS would have to check whether you're someone who's eligible to receive a mail ballot. They've been sued because states, including Wisconsin, allege this is an unconstitutional violation of the separation of powers, and also that this is just a rule that Trump cannot implement. The USPS and Trump argue differently, that this is well within the power. But practically, this does create some delays in the system if it does get implemented, which at this point is not happening. And those delays, some Wisconsin elections commissioners said, would really lead to disenfranchised voters, because there's already some critical mail delays in Wisconsin. So add a few days to this process, and you're getting a lot of ballots arriving late.
And you referenced concerns already in the state, now not related to this Trump administration action and possible Supreme Court action, concerns that people who are mailing their ballots in, they might arrive late because of the speed of postal delivery. And Wisconsin, if your ballot arrives after Election Day, it doesn't get counted. There are some states where you can get counted. Wisconsin's not one of them. What are you hearing from clerks and election officials over those concerns about slow ballots in the mail?
I think for years there's been concern over some delays. I think what we saw in the April election was somewhat shocking. I mean, one striking anecdote I could think of: in Milwaukee, on Election Day in April, they received 20 mail ballots. The following day, they received over 260 mail ballots. As you pointed out, those 260 could not count. So this was an unusually low number on Election Day and a really, really high number after it. Some of these ballots were postmarked weeks ahead of Election Day. So, I mean, it's possible that some voters just sent their ballot back too late, but there's certainly examples of voters sending their ballot on a date in which they could expect it to be delivered on time, and it just wasn't. And this is, I think Madison received over 100 mail ballots. All around the state, you hear anecdotes of this being a concern.
In your reporting on this, you talked about the advice that election officials are giving to people, maybe the people with that ballot sitting on their kitchen table, hopefully not with coffee spilled on it. What are they telling people who have not mailed in their ballot yet?
I'm hearing one of a few things. One is, if you must mail your ballot back, give it at least 10 days. And that's pretty soon. I think that might be Saturday or Sunday of this week is the 10-day threshold before Election Day. But they're saying, you know, if you could take it to a drop box, if you could take it to the clerk's office, that's a lot better and quicker, just to make sure your ballot will count.
Right, and that in-person early voting window has started in Wisconsin at this point. I've actually, on a trip to the local library, seen the tables out for that in-person voting. So officials are saying, hey, that, if you want to be really sure, that would be a better option at this point than dropping it in the mail?
Yeah, absolutely. I think they're not discouraging folks from, they're not saying don't mail your ballot back, but it does seem to be the least suggested method of returning a ballot, if you ask a clerk.
Now we're getting closer and closer, as we mentioned, to primary election day. Are there any more shoes you're watching for to drop that could actually affect the way people vote in this election? Or are we so close that we're pretty locked in on how it's going to work?
There's actually an interesting USPS lawsuit that just got filed in Wisconsin, and voters are asking a Dane County court to allow voters, say you mailed your ballot back, you've checked online and your ballot hasn't been delivered and it's election day. They're asking for the ability of those voters to cast a provisional ballot on election day in person. So essentially, those ballots would be segregated. And what they're saying in the lawsuit is don't count these ballots if you receive our mail by the end of election day. But if you don't, then cast these provisional ballots. And they're saying, this is insurance to make sure they're not disenfranchised by these chronic USPS delays. So this was filed a few days ago. A judge has not ruled on it. I think there's a decent likelihood that'll happen before August, but they're really trying to find this workaround for these mail delays.
Alex, thanks for bringing us up to date, and thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
I've been talking to Alex Scherr, reporter for Vote Beat Wisconsin. That's a nonprofit, nonpartisan news organization that covers elections and voting. He's with us today to talk about a Dane County court ruling yesterday that will not allow voters to spoil their submitted absentee ballots to change their vote as a couple of candidates have dropped out of the race.